Welcome to New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care's podcast. This free podcast is made possible through your generosity. Please consider making a donation through our Ways to Give link on zencare.org.
To see you all here this evening, so many different feelings. Thank you. Ah, now I can see you. It's a different world. So welcome, everyone. In the Zen tradition, in some of the schools of Zen, we work with koans, and koans are kind of paradoxical teachings between student and teacher. They are a way to remove the barriers in the mind, if you like. And a number of you are studying koan with Koshin and myself, Koshin and I, and most of you are finding them frustrating and inconceivable, which is good. The more frustrated you get, the better it is. There are hundreds of these riddles or teaching stories. Each of them are a tool to point you to your own mind, to the workings or the traps that we set up for ourselves. In our tradition, the first koan that we work with is Mu, spelled M-U. The koan is a very short one, and it says, a monk asked Joshu, has the dog Buddha nature? And Joshu replied, Mu. Got it? Clear? There you go. So, smart group we have here. Joshu was a great teacher, and he taught in a very simple, straightforward way, using very few words. And Joshua appears through in many of the koans in the book, one of the first books that we use, which is the Gateless Barrier of the Mumon Khan. Dogen, the 13th century monk, teacher, scholar, who is the founder of our school of Zen, Soto Zen, in one of his essays titled Buddha Nature, wrote, all beings without exception have Buddha nature. All beings without exception have Buddha nature. So here's where it gets really juicy. Remember, the monk asked Joshu, does a dog have Buddha nature? And Joshu replied, Mu. And Mu, literally translated, means does not have. Right? So on the one hand, all beings have Buddha nature, all sentient beings have Buddha nature. And this great teacher, Joshu, said, Mu does not have. But if that was Joshu's complete meaning, there would be no Zen, right? Zen is always pointing to the paradoxical. So you could say in one moment, Mu means does not have, or you could say in the next moment, Mu means does have. Or you could say, Mu is just Mu, it's neither have nor have not. Is it getting clearer? This is the whole point of this koan study, is to clear away all these conceptual thoughts and ideas that we have, not only about Zen, but about life, our life. So if it's not clear to you right now, or if I'm not making it clear in my talk, partly it's because I'm not making it clear, and partly it's because you're not getting it, and it's fine. Or you're getting it, and it's still fine. Is Buddha nature something we have or have not? Is it something to be attained? If there is no have or have not, and there is no attaining, what does it matter? Often in our teachings you'll hear there is nothing to get. Particularly in Zen, which is why so many people kind of run out the door when they hear there's nothing to get. There's nothing to attain. We sit simply to sit. We sit Zazen in order to sit Zazen. To simply be with this moment. Buddha nature is a fundamental teaching in Buddhism. In the koan, we could look at it in two ways. Maybe this monk is being smart, you know. Let me give the teacher a really difficult question, or let me see how he answers this. I really know what the answer is, because everybody has Buddha nature. So maybe he's being really cocky and says to Joshu, so if everything has Buddha nature, just the dog? And Joshu replies, no, it doesn't. Maybe this monk, this student, is doubting himself whether he has Buddha nature. Am I really worthy? Do I have this Buddha nature that all beings have? I don't feel it. I feel less than. Really? Me too? I have it? And whichever way he is approaching this question, whether it's out of him being cocky or out of self-doubt, Joshua is smart enough to answer him, no. Giving him something to think about. So you get it? If everyone has Buddha nature, and then this teacher tells him no, he's got something to think about. It's like, oh, what's going on? So when we're sitting Zazen, when we're sitting in meditation, just for sitting, just to sit Zazen, maybe while we're sitting we're asking ourselves, do I have Buddha nature? What am I doing here? What's the meaning of life and death? Why is there so much violence in the world right now? When's that bell gonna ring? My legs are killing me. Why did I even come here? Hate this. I'd rather be doing yoga or TM or any other practice than sitting here not moving. Dogen said, do not judge things as good or bad. Evil, not evil. and cease such distinctions as is and is not. Halt the flow of the mind and cease conceptualizing. Cease thinking and observing. Don't sit in order to become enlightened, because becoming enlightened has nothing to do with such things. It's nothing to do with sitting or laying down. So what he's saying here is very simple. When we sit, we sit. It's not to think, not to conceptualize, not to worry. Am I doing this right or am I doing it wrong? Why is this person next to me fidgeting? It's their first time here. They should be sitting in a chair. This person in front of me, I hate the color of that dress. Don't they know they shouldn't be wearing that color in July or whatever it is? All the stuff that goes through our mind. The fire engine, the truck, the ambulance. Here we are, I'm trying to meditate, I'm in this beautiful space, and those goddamn trucks keep flying past here. What's the point? It's all just chatter in the mind. The point, if there is one, is to simply come back to the breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. Not getting caught in stories and preferences. Just being with everything as it is where you are right now. For some of us, it's really difficult. For some of us, it seems almost impossible. And that's the point. To sit. Be with the breath. Notice the mind. Now the teacher, Wu Men, said of Mu, if you do not cut off your mind road, you are like a ghost clinging to bushes and grass. The ghost is one who can't let go of bushes and grass. So the bushes and the grass are the many fixations we have when we're sitting in Zazen. Thinking about the material things, our resentments, habitual thinking. So probably each of us in this room is a ghost. I'm sure each of us, unless you're entirely transcendent and enlightened, each of us sit here for some part of our meditation thinking, planning, complaining. I've been sitting on this cushion for 25 years or more. And tonight I was planning dinner. I'm thinking about tomorrow. I was quite happy in my little daydream. It's quite happy not being here with my aching knees and my sore butt. It's like, oh. And then I come back to my breath. And I don't beat myself up because I was off at the beach in Tulum. Come back to my breath. And so that moment of awareness, those are the moments that we speak about that are really important. Look at me, look where I was. Come back to my breath. A moment of awareness. And how many of us in our lives have those moments of clarity? This practice helps us, if you like, to accumulate moments. Kind of like putting moments in the bank, in the mind bank. So when I'm out on the street, and I walk past the homeless person, I take a moment, take a breath, and notice another human being. Suffering or maybe not suffering. Some people prefer to be homeless. But it's not about not seeing. And it's not always about giving money either. But it's about acknowledging what's happening in this world of mine. So how do we express the fullness of our life? Our feelings, sadness, joy, sorrow, elation. How do we celebrate the intimacy the world needs right now? The medicine of the Buddha. Attention, care, and love. It's very difficult right now in these times that we're living in, with all that's going on, the violence, the political arena. It's very difficult not to create enemies in the mind. They're right, they're wrong, I'm right, they're wrong. Build a wall. That's the answer. Keep those who are different from me out of the country. Just put up a big wall. Simple. Stop folks coming into the country. Change Roe versus Wade. Let everybody carry a gun. How do we sit with that? Without getting caught in right and wrong. Without making the other. It's not easy. And it's not that we're sitting on our butt doing nothing when we see injustice. How do we approach the world? From this spaciousness that can be created, or found through our practice. This koan, a monk asked Joshu, has the dog Buddha nature. I think about our cat, one of our cats. We have two big Maine Coons.
This big.
This big. And the youngest, the newest, is Boychik. He's Jewish. It's a little Yiddish cat. And he is the embodiment of Buddha nature. This little kitty cat. He's present in each moment. Totally present. He'd be sitting there, he'd hear the slightest sound, and he's up. You open the door, and he runs to the door, waiting key to go into the lock so he can run out onto the landing. Totally present to sounds, to sight. And he loves unconditionally. He's just this bundle of
joy.
He fills my heart with such tenderness. So he shows me my own Buddha nature. Teaches me how to be present in each moment. With any distractions going on out in the street or in the hallway of the building, you can just sit on my lap purring. This moment, Chodo, this moment I want you to stroke my head. This moment, brush my tail. It's all there. So let's not make this practice of sitting zazen too complicated. Just sit with everything as it arises. And know that we don't have to get caught. We don't have to believe everything we think is true. What is the truth? My truth is totally different to your truth. So what's the point? I'd like to end with a few words. Depending on neither words nor letters, a Zen poem. Since it is no part of the words we have set aside so casually, it leaves no trace of itself in the marks of the brush. Since it is no part of the words we toss aside so casually, it leaves no trace of itself in the marks of the brush. What is it, you might ask, that leaves no trace? That's a koan for all of you. What is it that leaves no trace? May your life go well.